sure there is, I replied. My casual response was, I decided much later, a massive mistake. I mean, here was this guy, vampire, living in the house owned by my best friend, with at least three other people, two more vampires and a surgical resident, telling me what the problem was. A zombie. In plenty of time to do something about it, and I totally blew him off. Were this a horror movie and I, Betsy Taylor, Queen of the Vampires, was on the screen pulling this crap, everybody in the audience would have thrown their popcorn and snow caps at the screen. But this wasn't a movie, so I screwed up in an honest sort of way. Also, I was distracted, crow-like, by the big, shiny thing on my finger. My engagement ring. Pretty silly for someone who was supposedly already married to the prophesied vampire king for the next 1,000 years, and officially engaged to same one Eric Sinclair for several weeks. But my God, getting Sinclair to cough up a proposal had been hard enough. I was still stunned he'd come up with a ring, too. In fact, I was still tingling from our whole previous evening together. A wacky outing involving blood drinking, sex, a stop by Caribou Coffee for hot chocolate, and the ring. A delightfully shiny gold band strewn with diamonds and rubies. I'd had to make a Herculean effort not to squeal when he slid it onto my finger, where it promptly slid off. I have freakishly small hands. Now here it was, a day later, and I couldn't stop staring at the thing. Also, it wasn't really breakfast, since neither George nor I were eating, and it was 11 o'clock at night. But we still called it breakfast, since that's when Mark, the surgical resident, would often get up and have a muffin before his overnight shift. George. Well, actually, we learned his name was Garrett shortly after he began speaking. Went back to the lovely baby blue afghan he was knitting, which matched the fine sweater I wore that evening. I, in turn, went back to the guest list. Not for my wedding. For my surprise birthday party. Which wasn't a surprise at all, but I wasn't telling. It was a short list. My mom, my dad, my stepmother Antonia, her baby John, my landlord Jessica, my fiancé Eric Sinclair, Mark, my sister Laura, Garrett's mate, the other Antonia, our friendly neighborhood police officer Nick, Sinclair's friend Tina, former vampire hunter John, and of course, Garrett. Almost all of these people I had met after I died. Of course, half of these guests were dead people. Even Mark, who was alive, often put it, "Why not be dead? Most of my ex-boyfriends act like I am anyway." Jessica and I kept trying to fix him up, but the few gay guys we knew were not Mark's type. Not that we had any idea what Mark's type was. On top of that, fixing people up is hard. Almost as hard as, well, trying not to drink blood. I tapped my pencil on the pad, trying to come up with a plan to tell Eric before the wedding that I had decided to completely give up the blood drinking thing. I figured being the vampire queen had a few advantages. As it was, every vampire I'd ever known had to drink every day, even Eric. But I could go up to a week without so much as a drop of O-neg, without any shakes or desperate pleas for stray rats. So in honor of my birthday, and of being in this shit queen job for a year, I figured I'd give it up completely. I would be in a blood-free zone. But Eric would be tricky. Normally, he ignored whatever I did. But during our intimate moments, someone always got